City Manager Vinny Carranza says a formula based on Bethel's population determined how much the city would receive in CARES Act funding, $8.4 million. That amounts to almost 80% of the city's yearly operating budget. According to the CARES Act, Bethel must spend every dollar within 7 months before December 30th of this year. Any money the city doesn't use by that time must be returned, something City Manager Vinny Carranza doesn't want to do.
I do not like to give federal money back. Our senators worked hard to give, Alaska its share.
But Councilmember Mark Springer says it's probably more realistic to expect some money will be left over.
I don't think there's any way that we're going to be able to spend $8 million on COVID-19 planning, preparation, and response between now and December 30th.
The CARES Act spells out that these funds can only be used for expenses caused by the COVID-19 public health emergency. Carranza says, for example, the city couldn't use it to hire more general assignment police officers, whereas it could pay police officers dedicated to responding to coronavirus calls.
So it has to be related to COVID-19.
City Attorney Libby Bacalar says if the city breaks the rules and uses the funds on non-COVID-19 expenses, it could be fined up to 3 times the amount it is found to have misspent. Springer says the city should have its accountant and attorney on speed dial to make sure any purchases made with CARES funding can pass an audit.
There are going to be an awful lot of auditors working very hard for years after the pandemic is over.
Mayor Perry Barr says the city has already spent $75,000 to keep the Bethel Winter House open. He expects that amount to be reimbursed with CARES money. He also suggested the city could stock up on personal protective equipment.
That's a lot of PPE for the amount of money that we have.
Carranza told the city council Tuesday that he would implement a cab voucher program for elders paid for with CARES funding. It would allow elders to take cabs by themselves without picking up other passengers. The elder would pay the normal flat rate cost and give the cab driver a voucher that would compensate for not picking up additional passengers. Carranza says he hopes to implement this program by June 1st. He also wants to use the money to purchase and renovate 2 buildings, one to use as a quarantine shelter and the other to use as an emergency operations center for the city's staff to respond to future COVID-19 outbreaks. Another idea is to provide residents extra water deliveries for free.
Because of hand washing and sanitation, residents need to order extra water. So that is definitely COVID-related.
But $8.4 million in 7 months requires a lot of spending, and Carranza says he's open to anyone's ideas.
I do plan to have some sort of a forum to solicit input from the public.
Carranza says he'll schedule a town hall sometime in early June, and he plans to have an itemized budget to submit to the state for approval by July 1st. Assembling that budget may be difficult because the city is without a sitting finance director or assistant finance director. After former finance director Christine Blake quit last Friday, Carranza named himself acting finance director and appointed an acting assistant. He says he will use the CARES funding to contract a bookkeeping firm to help him keep track of the CARES budget, which he says needs to be kept independent of the city's normal operating budget.
It's like a separate accounting system and staffing, because I don't want the money to be commingled.
While the CARES budget may have too much money, the city's operating budget has the opposite problem. Too many expenses, not enough funds. Carranza says the city is expecting a 10% drop in sales tax revenue this year, a loss of about $700,000.
Due to COVID-19, there's less travel, people aren't going to the store and buying things. So yes, we do anticipate a decrease in taxes and revenues.
And that deficit can't be filled with CARES funding. Although the city council has not yet approved the budget, Carranza says his general plan is to make up the difference by eliminating raises for employees and postponing proposed road projects. Council is also considering taking some money this year from the general fund, a fund built up in budget surplus years. According to the city staff, the general fund currently has millions of dollars in it. Council will have to approve the finalized budget before the deadline of June 15th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.